Okay, so yesterday, we'll be on page 48, maybe. Yesterday we started Kuf Mem Beis, and Kuf Mem Beis, we began discussing what mistake, if a Baal Korah made a mistake. So what would be a fatal flaw? So basically we saw, the idea was that if something changed the context or the meaning, change the inyan. So then you'd have to go back and fix that. Now, we didn't get into so much yesterday, which is the discussion of the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, and that is what happens if you put back the Sefer Torah. So we said yesterday, so if it was something that changed the inyan, so you have to go back and take the Sefer Torah out and lay that pasuk, or it could be we missed a word. We'll get to that. You have to read that pasuk, but not just that pasuk plus two more pasukim. Like we saw before, you can't take out a Sefer Torah and lay less than three pasukim, right? Three pasukim is the minimum for an aliyah. So therefore, that's what you have to do. The question in the Bir Halacha is, when you do that, would you make brachas before and after? You make brachas before and after. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, that's an interesting Bir Halacha, goes through whether yes or no. And it brings down an opinion that says you wouldn't have to repeat laning altogether, even if it changed the inyan. We don't paskin that way. But in other words, maybe that would be enough to say that, we're not going to make brachas. Okay, we'll take out the Sefer Torah and read it again, but not to make brachas, because some hold that, Chaya Adam, I think, that you wouldn't go back altogether. So so certainly we wouldn't make brachas. The only thing is the Chofetz Chaim brings down many opinions, not that way. And therefore he's, well, another thing he brings up is when we say you'd have to go back and read, that's only on Shabbos. During the week, you wouldn't go back and have to, even if something changed the context, you wouldn't go back and take out the Sefer Torah and lane again. Even though he brings out opinions that say not that way, but it seems like it comes out that way. So again, on Shabbos, if the Baal Korah made a big mistake, so we take out the Sefer Torah, we read where the pasuk where the mistake was made, plus two more psukim. What about the brachas? So the Bir Halacha seems to come out that you would make brachas. The Marsham brings down the El Yeraba and others that if you did not go back, that you wouldn't make brachas. And he even tilts the Marsham to the opinion that you wouldn't even have to repeat the laning. Again, so that's a difference of opinion, whether we would make brachas for a fatal flaw when we take out the Torah again. Also in the second Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim clarifies this idea about what mistake would we go back for. So again, if it changed the inyan, so then we'd have to go back and repeat. Now, again, sometimes the third Bir Halacha talks about, the Chofetz Chaim in the third Bir Halacha brings down the Vilna Gaon that says any mistake, even if it didn't change the inyan, you'd have to go back for. But we don't seem to go that way. But we all know that sometimes the Chofetz Chaim says that when we talk about that a mistake that changed the inyan, that is talking about that you read a word wrong. But let's say you left out a word. The person totally left out a word. Like sometimes when I'm, you're laning and you leave out a word, right? You might just skipped over a word and catch that word. So then, the example he brings is from this week's Parsha, believe it or not, talking about Bashar. So he says, for example, the Baal Korah said, this week's Parsha, the beginning of Vayera, it says, Ki ani, Hashem is saying, because I, hichbati es libo, I hardened Paro's heart. So let's say the guy said, the Baal Korah said, read, ki hichbati, didn't say ki ani, because I, just said, because Hichbati, I hardened without the ani. So would you have to go back? So you'd say it really doesn't change the context that much. We understand that Hashem hardened his heart. You left out the ani, I. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, so you would say based upon what we learned yesterday, it doesn't change the context. So you would say he wouldn't have to go back. So the Chofetz Chaim says that's not true. If the Baal Korah totally left out a word completely, you'd have to go back, take out that Sefer Torah again, and do as we mentioned before. Okay? I think we covered most of the things. Okay, now let's go on to base. Again, it's getting a little late, but we'll just read base. The Yishuv Sheyesh HaMinyan. Let's say you have a village, a small place, that has a minyan. Next page. But there's nobody who can lane. No one who can lane carefully, the proper way, with the precision and with the. Unless he can't. Right? I don't know how much we have that day. We might. But let's say this weekend a lot of schools are off from school. A lot of schools have off. And people go like. To Palm Springs, well, there's minyanim there, but they go all sorts of places. So they try to get a minyan together. So they get a minyan together, and one time at the end of the summer, we were invited to come up to Big Bear, and it was a small group of rabbis, and it was like a yeshiva get together. It was for Shabbos, last Shabbos of the summer. So we went up there, and the person who organized this Friday night said, by the way, I forgot to arrange a Baal Korah. Can anyone hear Lane? So, it's lucky it was a group of rabbis, which doesn't necessarily prove anything. But Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Krauss, I think it was, offered to Lane very well. But let's say, it could be that type of case. A bunch of people get together, go somewhere for the weekend, they bring a Sefer Torah. Right? And then, we forgot one thing. Nobody can Lane. We got the Sefer Torah, but... So then what do you do? Afilu hachi, the Machaber says, still, yikru b'tar b'brachas kelchasa. You lane anyways, with the brachas. And the Ramah says, matir b'navi v'ayim v'samach rei simen kof mem gimel. And look later about the Haftorah. Okay, so now, believe it or not, tomorrow, Mr. Shum, we'll get more into this. In other words, the guy's going to make mistakes. He might make some very bad mistakes. We'll talk about that tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Machaber is saying, lane anyways. Yeah, but if you're laying odds, which you shouldn't do, but the more than good chance is that this laning will not be halakhically sufficient. We're still going to make brachas before it. When seven olim making two brachas is, we're still going to do that. So that's what the Machaber says. We'll see in Rosh Hashanah tomorrow what the Chofetz Chaim has to say about that, okay? Alrighty.